You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 51, Follow Your Breadcrumbs. In this episode, I'm going to interject a footnote because I believe that you need to hear what I'm going to say. Everything we've been discussing in the past two shows is still related to the secret code of the universe. We've been discussing the different attributes of water and will continue to do so. But in today's show, I want to remind you of something. This is very important for you to keep in mind while listening to all of the episodes that will follow. In order for you to begin to crack the code of the universe, you first have to realize that a code is present. We discussed this in episode 47, and you may want to go back and listen to that one again because there was a lot of foundational information in that episode. If you don't realize that you're experiencing a form of communication, then you simply won't get the message. It's like someone calling you on your cell phone, but you have the phone turned off. The signal never reaches you, even though they're calling you. I want to add this footnote here because it's very important that you understand how all these episodes tie in together. For now, I just want you to focus in one area, and that is in realizing that the universe is always communicating with you. A coded message is always being sent to you. You are receiving these messages daily, but you just aren't aware of them. Let's just say that your battery is low and you can't receive the call. So you need to learn ways to boost the energy of your battery in order to receive the messages that are being sent to you. Now, in the case of water and its importance to your health, drinking more water will help you detox and strengthen your body. This strengthening and purification of the body will allow you to have more energy, and in this way, you will be able to receive more of the messages that are being sent to you because water helps to restore energy to your cells and your body. It energizes the brain and all other functions of your body. In other words, it boosts your levels of receptivity, which is synonymous to helping you recharge your battery. I'm using a cell phone as an example because it's something that most of us can relate to. It's not hard for us to understand that our cell phones don't work the same when they need to be charged. So now think of your body as a phone. It literally acts like a cell phone. It sends and receives vibrational messages too, but it uses a very sophisticated technology to do so. Your brain is like the memory or hard drive, and the toxins in your body act like computer viruses. They create confusion and distort your ability to send and receive messages. Drinking plenty of water and eating a healthy diet helps to eliminate toxins, and this will allow your body to communicate more clearly within itself and with the universe. This all relates to you being able to reconnect and decode the messages of the universe. Everything that we'll cover in upcoming episodes will relate to this. The information that we'll go over will help you learn new and vital ways to recharge your battery and boost your signal. It is essential that you become strong enough to receive the signals that are being sent to you in order for you to have direction and more clarity in your life. This happens on an energetic level, and it's necessary for you to heighten your intuition in order to become more receptive. I want to share something with you that Spirit has been showing me, and this is slowing some of you down, so we need to address it. Many of you have been feeling like you've been going around in circles in your life, and you feel like you should be much further along than you are at this point. You can be feeling this in many ways. You could be thinking that you should be more financially stable or more secure in a career by now or something like that. But I want to take this time to tell you that you are where you're supposed to be right now. I'm reminding you that nothing has gone wrong and you've made no mistakes in your life. What you perceive as wasted time or distractions has served to teach you many lessons that you would not have learned if you didn't go through those experiences. All your combined experiences have brought you to this point in your life. You are still becoming. You are the only one setting time limits for your growth. But those limitations have been created through unconscious conditioning. They stem from the beliefs of our modern day society. You have forgotten that you are timeless and that you are an infinite being who has no end. You are partaking in a physical journey that will help you learn lessons and have experiences that only this physical life can offer you. You must remember that there is no such thing as death, only new experiences. All endings are new beginnings, and your spirit, or the energy that is you, will continue to grow and learn and have countless other experiences on different planes of existence. It is only when you believe in death that you believe in deadlines. You then believe in limitation, and this creates stress in your life because you believe that you have a certain amount of time to finish something. This perception actually causes you to create resistance in your life, and it slows down what you want to manifest. You're actually pushing what you want away energetically. A great example of pushing away something that you want is when you say that you're waiting for retirement to do something in your life. You say, when I retire, we'll travel. When I retire, I'll relax and enjoy life more, and so on. But when you place these kinds of limitations on yourself, then you're actually holding back the things you really want. You don't believe that you can have it now because it has to wait until you retire. And so this false belief prevents you from living your life right now. These beliefs create static and block your reception to the universe. So how is all of this relevant to you understanding the messages that are being relayed to you? When you're growing and evolving, you need all of your attention to be focused on your life. This is the only way to be sure that you'll be more receptive to as many messages as you can. Your phone line must be open. You want to avoid getting caught up in other people's drama because it creates static for you. It interferes with your reception, which needs to be clear, and that requires focus. This is something that you need to understand about being open to receive, because when you pray or meditate on anything and ask the universe for a certain thing, you always receive it right away. It's instantaneous in the energetic world. And to be honest, it really works in reverse. And what I mean by this is, before you can ask, it's already answered. That's what you'll find to be true the more you begin to tune in to what's really going on in the universe. You may not realize what you want or see the manifestation of it for some time, but you need to know that your prayer has already been answered. This is true. Now you must be patient and allow the universe to bring the realization of it to you. The universe will guide you to rendezvous with your manifestations, and it happens sometimes very quickly, and at other times, it's a slower process. One of the reasons why some things appear more quickly is because you are less resistant to them. You allow those things to manifest, and you don't hold so tightly to their outcome. Now, there are several reasons why some things are slower to appear, and one of the big reasons is because you have set up resistance to what you say you want. Your underlying beliefs or limitations hold it back from you. And a lot of times you don't see it when it appears because you expect it to look like something else, or you have an idea of how it will appear. And this is a big one. Now, the title of today's show is Follow Your Breadcrumbs. And that title speaks directly to allowing the universe to guide you through the process of manifestation. The universe will guide you step by step to the fulfillment of your desires, whatever they may be. There is no judgment in place. If you want it, you will receive it. It doesn't matter what it is. The only thing you cannot ask for is something that will affect someone else's life, because they are the creators of their own experience. You can come into agreement with someone about a thing, and because you both desire the same thing, then you can manifest it together. But this is a co-creative act. I love the metaphor of following your breadcrumbs, because this is truly how it happens. The universe will guide you from one thing to another, and so on, until you reach your eventual manifestation. Most times, where we get caught up is we think we know what the breadcrumbs are supposed to look like. When you ask for something, you need to be open to how it will manifest in your life, because it doesn't always come the way you think it will. You cannot be fixed on any one way that your desires will manifest. There are infinite ways for what you want to come to you, and the universe will choose the path of least resistance. Your job is only to ask, then to trust that it's coming, and then to let it go. Now, we know that's easier said than done, but it's something that we all must learn how to do. Just know that everything you ask for is on its way into your life. Don't stop expecting it to show up. Sometimes the best thing to do is to forget about it, if that's even possible. And usually it shows up much faster this way. The power is in letting go. Just get busy with something that makes you happy. Fill your time with things that bring you joy. And in this way, the time goes much faster. You start following your breadcrumbs by realizing that signs are being revealed to you. They are secret messages from the universe to you, because you can be surrounded by a group of people and no one else will even notice what stands out so clearly to you. And that's because the message is for you. You are establishing a personal relationship with the universe and creating a bond that will only get stronger. This is very real, and you will come to know that your requests are really being heard by the universe and they are being answered. This footnote was important to interject here in order for you to understand the relevance of future shows. These shows will help you understand how the health of your body will assist you in deciphering the secret messages from the universe. All of the information that I will share with you will play a key role in helping you to be able to follow your breadcrumbs. The healthier you are, the more clarity you will have, and you will gain a sense of knowing and a stronger intuition that you are on the right path. We will continue to learn more ways to re-energize and rejuvenate the mind and the body as we are energetically intertwined with our universe. And knowing this fact is vital to your continued growth and expansion. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. I look forward to our next discussion. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.